And the other thing is our partner, and actually the senior partner in this project, is represented by Ann Ball, who's sitting in the front row. So when we're doing Q&A, I hope you feel free to ask us both questions. Okay, where wellness works. We got a new tagline, too. We are an innovative partnership that's led by downtown development districts, which seems like an odd public health partner, but I'm going to tell you how we got there. And our name is Healthy Main Streets. No financial disclosures. We're being operating under a community transformation grant. We had an initial grant by the Local Conversion Foundation. I'm going to run you through some slides that show our two organizations, Maine Development Foundation and their downtown center, which is a historic downtown community development organization, and MCD Public Health, who, as you hear, is a freestanding public health organization. And just quickly, I laid them up, and you want to look at them side by side, you can. But we found so much similarity in our missions, in our visions. We are, most of all, MCD is to improve the health and well-being of people. MDF is to drive sustainable long-term economic growth for Maine. We're all about people first, community empowerment. And we put our two sets of slogans together. And Healthy Main Streets is about creating vibrant downtowns with community leadership that's focused on developing place-based worksite wellness. Here's what we are. We don't think of business owners as a needy group. In fact, in the state of Maine, something like 95% of businesses are under 50, something like 87 are under size 20, and an awful lot of them are low income, and if the owners are not, the people who work there are. If you're a small business, you can't do worksite wellness, which larger businesses can do, for the same reasons you can't do insurance, which most of them don't have. You don't have the economies of scale. There's no reason for a vendor to come and work with you. Well, we had developed at MCD, and I'll show you in a minute, we've been working on a model where you worked with a group of businesses in a physically contiguous location. And some of what would happen normally in worksite wellness within the business took place in the community. So Healthy Main Streets, it connects the small business with creative opportunities to make the healthy choice the easy choice. We're using the community transformation grant approach, which is what's funded this, to work with the small businesses. And at the heart, healthy people is not just about health. And in fact, we kind of hide the lead. This isn't a health program. This is an economic development program. Healthy people build downtown vitality, they fuel economic growth, and they strengthen the quality of place. And what we have found has made this so powerful is that it's about the community building. It's not about the health as in primary place. Health is one more tool in the whole process of community building, and you take the energy of the community building. So here's the evolution of Healthy Main Street from Maine Development Foundation. They had identified health and wellness as a major priority. They had been doing work on Green Downtown, which was doing walkability and green activity. From the MCD side, we had worked with one community around micro-wellness with very tiny businesses, and then we saw the opportunity that came along, and we collaborated with MDF on this community transformation grant that took the work they'd been doing with Green Downtowns, which had positioned downtowns, they had positioned downtowns all across the state to think about what they could do around physical activity, and then added in things like nutrition, tobacco reduction, and when the small community transformation grants came out, we said, this is exactly what we're doing. This is exactly what they want to do. So we crossed our fingers, we sent it out, and we got it. So I talked to you about why we're doing small business wellness. Small businesses, they feel like a group that's hard to reach. But you know what? There are opportunities. First of all, just what's going on with health reform right now. Really, there's a stress for doing community-based grouping. The exchange really is about community-based grouping. Our original study at MCD had been the notion of having a wellness add-on for businesses, small businesses and individuals to market through the exchange. Now what's happened, we don't have a state exchange, so we can't do that. It's part of the federal exchange. But if we get the state exchange, we'll go on trying to do that. The wellness system is really growing. Maine is one of these New England states that doesn't have local health departments, but we now have a network of local health, public health coalitions all over the state. So there's an infrastructure for providing services. The medical care community has gotten very engaged with ACO experiments, with medical home experiments. So we've got a very engaged health and public health sector. The stars were aligned to create the nexus between wellness and downtown development. And downtown wellness is community vitality. That's our labeling. Okay, we speak different languages. I'm not going to give you the details. This is the public health model of what we were doing for place-based worksite wellness. There are really three partners. There's public health, there's commercial-type vendors that do worksite wellness from large businesses. This is their paradigm of what we're about. This is the Main Street's paradigm. And I'm just running you through this just to say we're hybridizing these different paradigms and finding what's at base, which is leadership support, building the community, building leadership, making sure there's assessment and accountability, there's planning, and so there's support all through this, planning through implementation and evaluation. The leadership support comes first. If we don't have that, it's not going to happen. And we really focus on that first. The rest of it we'll do and we'll help them learn how to do. But it's all about building something that when we walk away a year from now, they'll have both the capacity and the partnerships to continue doing it. Our four focus areas are the CTG focus areas. That's nothing new to most of you. We're all over the state. And our towns range from around 20,000 to 1,200. And I have to tell you, I'm doing the data work, trying to do the breakfast for 180,000 people in non-contiguous communities. If any of you can help me with how to deal with the waiting, I'd really appreciate your coming and having a conversation with me afterwards. Anyway, we're down to 19 communities because one of them isn't doing it. We have required 10 or more employers or business, under 20, in each community. They form a wellness committee, and they agree not only to work together to support health for their individual employees, but also to come up with common issues to address at the community level. We recommend their wellness committee include partners in the community that have wellness capacity. We're not going to be their wellness provider. We give them the tools to identify who is there that they can partner with within their community to support them going forward. So we're there to help them set up the structure and then to walk away. We are measuring progress a lot of ways, all the ways the feds require. We're using an existing state instrument around worksite wellness for the baseline and for them to develop their own program. So again, we don't create something new. You use what's there. You use what's off the shelf. We're doing pretty well. People are engaging. People are getting on board. We're about 65% of people have taken the survey and said what they wanted. There's some challenges in getting people involved, but you know what? There's a lot of people saying, yes, we want to do it. We're pretty similar. The towns are doing it to the state as a whole. If you go through the briefs, there are regional differences in things like ethnic minority population. Maine's a lily white state, but you know what? The Franco-American population in Maine has the same role as any other state, any other area. You know, somehow, it doesn't matter what you are. You're going to find a population to treat that way. In Maine, what you find is in the more urban, lower income towns, almost 40% are Franco-American. In the higher income, most rural, it's down around 10%. Huge disparity. And you have to keep that in mind as you help the communities develop their programs. So you don't do a single program for everybody. Not surprisingly, most of our people are retail sector, although we're reaching out to the second floor. A lot of the one or two person businesses doing business services and things on the second floors. These are contiguous downtowns. These are people who are all working within a couple blocks of each other, and they can do things like reach out and set up a walking program together so that you're not alone trying to walk, but you've got 30 or 40 other people that you've identified in other small businesses. If you are thinking of yourself, you're a five-person business, you can't find a walking partner. Now they can. You don't have a cafeteria, but the project then goes and works with the restaurants in downtown and helps them do menu labeling, develop menu items. Then they put this little logo, this little apple, and this is a healthy Main Street menu item. So we've compared some other businesses with the healthy Main Streets, and we require them to do in those three areas, CTG areas first. Those are the green bars. They're doing more of the federally required things than the others. Go look at my slides for details of some of the programs we're doing. You know, they're not rocket science, but they're owned by the businesses. They're owned by the downtowns. And really, what works for wellness are the things your mother told you. Walk after supper, get up early, eat right. We're doing all sorts of fun things at the town levels, you know, workout stations in addition to the walking trails. The very first project that came off the line, downtowns, a lot of things they do are organized around festivities. And Dover Foxcroft has a Whoopie Pie contest every year. Whoopie Pie Festival. Does everyone here know what a Whoopie Pie is? I mean, it's the definition of unhealthy eating. And it happens to be the Maine state dessert. So it's basically like a hamburger bun of chocolate filled with icing or whipped cream. Well, they had a healthy Whoopie Pie category in their annual contest. Now, that just sounds silly, but think about it. By doing that, it makes people think, oh, yeah, Whoopie Pies aren't healthy, are they? And then you get all sorts of people think, oh, I want to enter in the contest. What would it take to make a Whoopie Pie healthy so I could enter? Well, you know, you get a lot more people that way than by saying, you know, you really should work on menu conversion and thinking about ways to make healthier food items. Well, you know, that's been the tone of the whole project. That is why this has been the most fun to do. We think are highly sustainable because it's locally organized and managed. It's a community and place-based model. Everything we do is about building the community, building the capacity of the community, having the community use what we're doing as something to continue to build their own assets. We're doing it in rural, small towns, but you know, the first time we presented on this, someone came up to me and said, I am working with immigrant merchants in a neighborhood in Brooklyn. Could it apply? Absolutely. We're really interested in looking for partners in other locations to try to replicate this. The employers have skin in the game. They know the value for themselves. The strategies reflect long-term sustainability, local values. It is just so much fun. You need to come and talk to us afterwards, and we'll tell you about how to do it and join us in doing it. And thank you. Thank you, our funders. Okay. Good.